Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, Earl.
Hello and good morning, Mackenzie. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. What a darn good feel-good Christmas movie. A new Divas Christmas Carol. This is a must-see, and it's going to create some seriously cool water cooler conversation.
Yes, it will. It's a great movie. I'm really excited for people to see it.
One of the things that's really interesting about this story is that, you know, being on this side of the music industry where we get to listen to it, we don't understand the true journey of the song. But Aphrodite is given a song, the one that the world embraces, but something isn't right. And I love the way that the story embraces that.
Yeah, it's a song that she, you know, she wrote at a time where she was in the spirit of love and spirit of Christmas. But obviously her life didn't progress that way and where she could embrace that. So that kind of dissonance between those two types of Aphrodite shows through. But, you know, eventually she comes around and learns what love is again. And it's just a great feel-good movie.
Yeah, it's a new angle on a life-changing movie as well. Because, I mean, it's one of those things where, I mean, we all go through personal changes. But when we see it go through somebody else, I think that's where we learn.
Absolutely, yeah. You have to like take a look in the mirror and say, oh wow, I used to be like this and this is how I want to be again. Or just personal growth in general. It just shows you how capable we are of it. And I think that's really important.
When you got the script and before you stepped in front of those cameras and stuff like that, did you feel the vibration that Brianna is the opposite of distraction? In other words, it's like there's such a great combination of characters here that it's like, wow, this is gonna work.
Yeah, she's an incredible character. She's this like Texan sweetheart who really believes in love. And I think that kind of forces Aphrodite to take a look in the mirror and be like, wait, who is this? You know, is this how I used to be? And I think like just seeing all the dimensions of characters in this movie is really what's going to bring it to life. And it shows through because not only are the characters, you know, all different, but they all kind of empower each other in different ways, which I think is really great.
One of the things that they put the focus on, especially the song from Aphrodite, is the way that, you know, these love anthems, we all identify with a band or with a performer because of the love anthem, and they become a part of our lives. A good example of that is the group Extreme with More Than Words. Everybody thought, wow, this band is going to have this great love anthem, and it turns out they were a hard rock band. And so, personally, how does that move through your life?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, as an artist too, we always think, you know, I hope I have not just a song, but a career that follows that song. And I think that's kind of what Aphrodite gets bitter about in the movie. You know, she wanted a career that is more than just a song, but she's not realizing what the song really does for people or, you know, how it moves people, which I think is more important than when our egos kind of get built up into like, yep, but I want to be more than the song or I want to be more than this. And I think that's really what the movie's about. It's like, forget what you want to be. This song does something for people's spirits. And I think that's the lesson behind this whole thing.
And what's really interesting about that is that I'm blessed with the opportunity to talk with a lot of musicians, and they'll always try to go for my interpretation of the song. And it's like, but you're the one that wrote it. I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with situations like that where the interpretation is really so important to the game?
Yeah, you know what? I always think, too, it is great to know what the writer was thinking because I write my own music as well. And it's always like lyrics to me are so important. But a lot of times, too, I know that what people are going to take from the song is what they need at the time. So sometimes like I'll write a love song, but someone will take it as something different. And I think like that's also what it's about, too. As long as it's coming from a genuine place for you, it's going to hit somebody in a genuine place for them, regardless of what you meant to get across.
And you're in such a perfect place when it comes to music nowadays, because I mean, you could be writing that love song and that power ballad, and what happens is then you've got somebody like a Calvin Harris or a Sia or something like that takes that song to a completely different level.
Right, exactly. Yes, there's so many opportunities now. For sure.
The movie we're talking about is A New Divas Christmas Carol, produced by MTV. My God, I mean, they continue to do this with us and in making sure that they provide quality stories.
Yes, definitely. It's produced by MTV, you know, Paramount's involved with VH1 and Idris Elba's production company, Green Door Pictures. It's like an incredible group of people to put this story together, and it's really going to show through, I think, when it comes out.
When did you realize that the entire cast had been set? I mean, we're talking about Ashanti, Vivica A. Fox, Mel B., Robin Givens, I mean, and you're in it. I mean, it's like, it's such a great lineup of people.
It was incredible. I didn't know, so I knew Ashanti was in it at first, but I didn't know that Vivica Fox was in it, all the people that you mentioned. And they were such an incredible group of women to work with. A group of talented Black women all together to work with in a movie. And how rare is that, that like you get to work with these incredible women all in one place? So it was a lot of fun, truly like a dream come true for me, looking up to all of them growing up and then being there with them. It was amazing.
What did you personally learn from this experience? Because, I mean, this is one of those once in a lifetime kind of moments.
Absolutely. I was taking every moment in. I was like the most present I've ever been in my life. But something I really learned was just to not be afraid to ask for what you want, to go for what you want. That's what these women are not afraid to do. They work exceptionally hard. And it just kind of propelled me into that. Okay, if I just keep on working, if I just keep on doing exactly what I'm doing, or looking up to them and taking what they do and learning from them, it was, you know, there was so much to learn. Every day I was learning something new, so it was amazing.
Wow. I grew up in the state of Montana. Canadian music was very important to us up there. And so when I hear that, you know, that your connection with Canada and stuff like that, it brings back so many memories. Plus, it also makes me want to promote Canadian music even more, because it's almost like, you know, I mean, unless you're Drake, I mean, it's like, come on, there's more music inside this beautiful country.
Oh, there's incredible music. My cousin's an incredible artist, Haley Small. We have like Savannah Ray, Chantel May. Like, we have incredible artists here in Toronto and Canada especially. So big ups to Canadian music, and thank you for promoting it. We really appreciate it.
What is it about that Toronto music scene? Because it seems like everything is coming out of Toronto.
Yeah, I think like, well, we have some incredible artists who did come from Toronto, like Weeknd and Drake, Tory Lanez, all those kind of artists who kind of started up our industry here. But also, like, we have a really great R&B music scene that kind of gets overlooked most of the times. Like, I know for me, my favorite artists actually do come from my own city, which is something that I love. You know, you look at my playlist and it's like everybody that I listen to is from this city. So it's really great to work with and to be a part of this scene. I think there's just a vibe here that you can't get anywhere else. You know what I mean? So it comes through in our music for sure.
Well, congratulations on the music. Congratulations on the movie. I cannot wait to talk to you again in the future, Mackenzie.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to talk to you.
Well, you be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. And everybody watch the movie on December 14th.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.